Welcome to the Our Savior Speaks podcast from Our Savior Episcopal Church, located at 4227 Columbia Road in Martinez, Georgia. Through this podcast, we'll be sharing messages of hope and encouragement that can be found in the life and lessons of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We will also explore ways in which God can work through each of us to make our Lord's grace and love a reality for all of humanity. In his sermon from the sixth Sunday of Easter, Bob Thompson highlights a quote from John's Gospel when Jesus says, "You did not choose me, but I chose you." We will hear Bob share real-life examples and personal experiences that relate to this passage of Scripture. He will speak of how the world may fail to choose us while reminding us that our Lord never fails to choose us every time. This assurance in knowing that God chooses to be with us affirms that God wants to be with us and wants to bless us when we allow. In a few moments, we will hear readings from the Acts of the Apostles, chapter 10, verses 44 to 48, from Psalm 98, from the first letter of John, chapter 5, verses 1 through 6, and from the Gospel according to John, chapter 15, verses 9 through 17.
A reading from the Acts of the Apostles. While Peter was still speaking, the Holy Spirit fell upon all who heard his word. The circumcised believers who had come with Peter were astounded that the gift of the Holy Spirit had been poured out even on the Gentiles, for they heard them speaking in tongues and extolling God. Then Peter said, "Can anyone withhold the water for baptizing these people who have received the Holy Spirit just as we have?" So he ordered them to be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ. Then they invited him to stay for several days. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
We will chant together Psalm 98, found in your worship bulletin. A reading from the first letter of John. Everyone who believes that Jesus is the Christ has been born of God, and everyone who loves the parent loves the child. By this we know that we love the children of God, when we love God and obey his commandments. For the love of God is this, that we obey his commandments, and his commandments are not burdensome, for whatever is born of God conquers the world. And this is the victory that conquers the world, our faith. This is it that conquers the world, but the one who believes that Jesus is the Son of God. This is the one who came by water and blood, Jesus Christ, not with the water only, but with the water and the blood. And the Spirit is the one that testifies, for the Spirit is the truth. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, according to John.
Glory to you, Lord Christ.
Jesus said to his disciples, "As the Father has loved me, so I have loved you. Abide in my love. If you keep my commandments, you will abide in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. I have said these things to you so that my joy may be in you and that your joy may be complete. This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. No one has greater love than this, to lay down one's life for one's friends. You are my friends if you do what I command you. I do not call you servants any longer because a servant does not know what the master is doing. But I have called you friends because I have made known to you everything that I have heard from my Father. You did not choose me, but I chose you, and I appointed you to go and bear fruit, fruit that will last, so that the Father will give you whatever you ask him in my name. I am giving you these commandments so that you may love one another." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Christ.
May grace and peace be yours in abundance with the knowledge of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Amen. Good morning.
Good morning.
Welcome back to Father Al and Val. It's good to have you back in the house. As I read all the readings for this morning's service, one particular line jumped out at me, and it kind of took me back to my childhood. Verse 16 there, Jesus says, "You did not choose me, but I chose you." It reminded me of those days when I was young, and there were a bunch of guys that were going to play a game, and we had to choose teams. I was the littlest guy of all my buddies. When I graduated from high school, I was a mere 5'1" tall. So, as we would all stand there in the line, you would watch everyone else get picked for the team, but you, because you were so little. It made me feel a little unwanted. It reminded me of that commercial with Charles Barkley where it's him and one other person left and he gets chosen. I was the one that was left. There were times when I was standing there and I felt like I was an unchosen one. So to hear Jesus say, "You did not choose me, but I chose you," made me feel like there was hope. You see, what we have to remember here is that this was kind of the last sermon, for lack of better words, that Jesus is giving the disciples at the Last Supper. They don't know it at this point in time, but it's going to be the last time that they will spend time together with him in his human form. After this supper, one of them is going to betray him and turn him over to the men who will crucify him. Some of them are going to scatter and run. And one of them is going to deny that they even know him 3 times. And all of this is going to happen in one evening. And Jesus knows this. And yet, he still calls them and tells them that they are his friends. At this point, they're not his students anymore. They're not being taught by him. He tells them something very, very different by acknowledging them as his friends. So what is a friend? The Webster Dictionary defines a friend as a person well known to another and regarded with liking, affection, and loyalty. In today's society, the word friend is used in so many different ways. We all have friends, but then we also have a best friend, or today's kids call them BFFs. And when we were kids, our friends had a different meaning than now, as when we're adults. When we were young, many of us, and I know this fit me, thought a friend was someone who agrees with you and promises not to tell on you when you did something wrong. So, as adults, we know that's not the true meaning of a friend. I think that to be a friend means that we care enough to do and say what we believe in our friend's best interest. If we're true friends, we will listen to each other, what each other has to say, and sometimes, even if it might hurt. To be a true friend means to do what we can to help the other person, whom we love, grow and develop into a stronger, more fulfilled, and more caring person. To be a true friend means to give of ourselves for our friend's welfare. To give unconditionally, we might say. In our gospel lesson for this morning, Jesus says, "No one has greater love than this, to lay down one's life for one's friend. You are my friends if you do what I command you. I do not call you servants any longer, because the servant does not know what the master is doing. I have called you friends, because I have made known to you everything that I have heard from the Father." Think of the impact of those words. According to John's gospel, they were our Lord's parting words to his disciples, spoken on the evening in which he was arrested, the evening before he was crucified. They're part of his farewell with his disciples, and as he was about to give his life for their welfare. Over the last 3 or 4 years, Jesus had taught them and encouraged them to grow in a relationship with God. He had done what any friend does. Sometimes he praised them for a job well done, and other times he challenged them to think beyond their worldly existence and grow to become more caring people. Throughout those years, he had helped them to develop as individuals, to deepen their faith, and to live their lives reflecting the grace of God. Isn't this what friends should do for each other? Throughout Scripture, the apostles called him Rabbi, they called him Master, and they called him the Messiah. He was their teacher, and he was their mentor. But here, on the eve of his death, Jesus calls them friends. It's truly a term that implies that he truly cares for his disciples personally, not just the students of his teachings. It is a term that reflects his true caring and love for them. How often do we, Christ's present-day disciples, come to worship God on Sunday mornings to offer our praise and our thanksgiving for the Father's gift of creation, Jesus' redemption, and the Holy Spirit's gift of inspiration? And yet, we fail to realize just how deeply God cares about us. I know there are times when I come in here and I think God is up there somewhere in his heavenly kingdom, deserving of our praise, but maybe he's really not connected to my life here on earth. But this gospel reminds me that God does care about me personally and cares about us and is always connected to our lives. Think about the words of Jesus in this gospel as he addresses us, his disciples, before his crucifixion. "No one has greater love than this, to lay down one's life for one's friends. I do not call you servants any longer, but I have called you friends." Isn't that an awesome thought? Don't these words of Jesus challenge us to think of God in a different perspective? God is not just some being who sits up on his throne in his heavenly kingdom, issuing rules and commands for us to embrace in order to please him. He didn't send Jesus into the world simply to teach his great principles of a life of faith and to reveal his redeeming grace. He didn't just send his Holy Spirit to encourage us, to keep us on the right path, to confront ourselves with how we stray from God. God, the maker of heaven and earth, did this and continues to do this because he truly cares about us. This is the true definition of friendship. God cares about us and loves us enough to want to see us grow and become better people, more caring people, and more loving people. God does this because he wants us to grow into our full potential, that we might have a more full and spiritual life. This is just as the dictionary tells us about friendship. Jesus gives us the true definition of friendship, a model of what it means to truly care for one another. And he has called us into his fellowship with each other so that the friendship he offers to us, we might continue to offer through us to each other. I have heard that old saying that you can't choose your relatives, but you can choose your friends. If what we mean by this is that we're able to choose to hang around with people who share our interest and agree with us on all those things that we might not be right about, I might believe that this is a true statement. But a friend, a true friend, is really one who chooses us, who chooses to really care for us and love us, to give of themselves for our best interest. So, I revert to standing back in that line, waiting to be chosen for the team. I may not have been chosen by the ones who I thought were my friends, but my true friend in Jesus chooses me every time. We should be reminded in today's gospel verses that we always have a true friend in Jesus, and God loves us no matter what, and that he truly wants us and wants for us what's best for us. Amen.